Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. We are recording from Silver Spring, Maryland, and are so glad that you can join us. Nazir Daf Lamed, Nazir 30a, pagination is 59, starting from the Mishnah about midway on the page. Ha'ish migaleach al Nazirus Aviv, a man can fulfill the obligation of Nazirus through the allocation of his father, ve'ino isha migalechas al nazira savia. But a woman who becomes a nazira cannot fulfill her obligation through the obligation allocation of her father. Kate said, what's the case? Mishaya aviv nazir. The father was a nazir. Ve'ifrish mo stumin al naziruso, and he designated money, but he did not specify for the karbanos yet. It's just money in a purse designated to fulfill his obligations of karbanos at the conclusion of his nazirus. Umeis, and now the father passed away. Va'amar, and the son or daughter would want to say, Hareini nazir amanash agaleach amos abo. I want to be a nazir with the condition that the financial obligation of the karbanos should be discharged from the money that's in this purse that my father had designated for his nazirus. Wants to kind of piggyback on the father's designation. So the Mishnah is telling us that a son can do that, but a daughter can't. And the Gemara will explain. Meanwhile, we have a concept that a person, according to the Tanakhama, can piggyback on the money of the father and use it to fulfill his obligation. Amar Rabbi Yossi says, in such a case, Hare Elu Yiplu Linadava, such money would have to be used for voluntary karbanos, Kayetz HaMizbeach. That is the precise rule of a person who died with money designated for the karbanos of Nazirus, and that money is used for Kayetz HaMizbeach. The child cannot take advantage of that money for a Nazirus that he wants to observe. Ein ze migaleach al Nazirus aviv, and the child cannot do that. Ezeu shem migaleach al Nazirus aviv, what is the case that a person can benefit from the money designated by the father? So he gives the case. Misha hayahu v'aviv nazirim. If he and his father were observing nazirus, meaning during the lifetime the child is observing the nazirus. Not like the first case where the child first becomes a nazir after his father has passed on. Over here they're nazirim together. V'hifrish aviv ma'ostumin l'naziruso umeis. And the father designated money without specification to fulfill his nazirus obligation, and now he died. Zeu shemagaleach al nazirus aviv, that's the case that a person can fulfill his nazirus obligations through the money that his father designated. Again, according to the Tanakhama, there was a case of vowing the nazirus after the passing of the father. According to Rabbi Yossi, that wouldn't work to use the father's money for that purpose. But if you were a nazir during the father's lifetime, they were observing together, then if the father died, the money could be used for the child. So we have to address two issues over here. Number one, in the beginning of the Mishnah, why whatever piggybacking could occur by the child is only applicable in the case of a son and not in the case of a daughter. The Gemara says, "My taima, what's the reason?" Amar Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Yechanan said, "Halacha hi ben nazir." It's a halacha l'moshe misinai by nazir that the son can use the leftover money of the father if the father passes away, as opposed to the daughter. Pshita, that's obvious. My lemeimra de ben yorish esaviv baslo. You wanted to tell me that a son inherits the father and not the daughter. We know that principle already. It's a pasuk in Chumash, Parshas Pinchas, that the son inherits and not the daughter. Lo tzricha. The case would be de lesle elabas. There was only a daughter, and she's inheriting this purse, which was designated for karbanos. Mahu de temai would have thought yorshim gemirin la. The concept of inheritance over here of the money designated for the karbanos was a halacha l'mushimisene referring to whoever inherits. Chamash malon halacha. So he was coming to tell you that there's a halacha l'moshe misinai that this piggybacking only works by a son taking the money of the father's designation, and it does not work by a daughter. The Gemara Named Beis continues addressing the second issue of our Mishnah, which is that the Tanakhama referred to the possibility of continuing or replacing the Nazirus of the father, the Nazirus of the son. He could use the father's money. Rabbi Yossi objected and presented a different case where the father and son were Nazirim at the same time. The obvious question would be here, the Tanakhama holds that you can observe a Nazirus after the father's passing and use his money. Rabbi Yossi argues. Rabbi Yossi says you could use the father's money if you were a Nazir during the father's lifetime. Great. What is the opinion of the Rabbanon in that case? Do they agree to Rabbi Yossi that if they were Nazirim at the same time, then the money designated could work for the son? Or do they argue twofold on Rabbi Yossi? They argue to begin with that a son can take on a Nazirus after the father's passing and use the father's money for that responsibility of karbanos, where Rabbi Yossi doesn't agree to that. And they argue on Rabbi Yossi that if they were observing Nazirus at the same time, Rabbi Yossi holds you could use the father's money if the father passed away, and it could be the Rabbanan argue and say, in that case, you had an obligation of karbanos before the father passed away, and the father's passing and making this money available to you isn't going to change your obligation. Which way is it? Do the Rabbanon agree that if they were observing Nazirus at the same time, that the son can use the father's money upon the father's passing? The Gemara says, Iboiluhu, we have a Shaila, Pligi Rabbanon Alei de Rabbi Yossi. Do the Rabbanon argue on Rabbi Yossi, Olo Pligi or not? V'imtim Tzolomar Pligi Aresha. And if you hold, they argue, is the argument in the first part of the Mishnah, when the father passed away and then the son became a Nazir, Oaseifa, or do they argue even on the second part of the Mishnah, where they were observing Nazirus at the same time? Interestingly, the Gemara does bring a proof to this, what seems to be a proof, but the Rishonim differ as to what the conclusion accurately is. If you look at Rashi in the thinner lines, it's about midway between the top wide lines and the bottom wide lines. The end of a line is Ushma mina da'aresha v'seifa pligi shma mina. Rashi holds the conclusion here is that the Rabbanon argue on Rabbi Yossi in both cases. They hold that the case that works to use the father's money is when the son comes after the father's passing with his Nazirus. And they argue on Rabbi Yossi that when they're observing Nazirus together, you cannot use the father's money to discharge your obligation because your obligation existed while the father was still alive and that money was designated for the father. Conversely, Taisvis, in the second Taisvis on the page, Toshima da'aresha pligi, that they only argue in the first case. where the son took upon himself the Nazirus obligation after the father's passing, and the Rabbanan maintain that he could use the father's money for that. But in the Seifa, where they were observing at the same time, the son can definitely use the father's money, both according to Rabbi Yossi and according to the Rabbanon. The Rambam learns like Tosfos in Hilchas Nazirus Perek Ches Halacha Tes Vav, as noted by the Kesef Mishnah. He first brings the first case, Hareini Nazir Almanasha Avi Karbanosa Mimao Shehifrish Bohen Avi Likarbanosav. A person becomes a Nazir on condition that he could use the money that the father had during his lifetime. Now the father has passed, and the son uses that money. V'chein, the Rambam continues, we would paskin as well, im hayahuva aviv nazirim, they were nazirim at the same time, umes ha'av, and now the father passed away, the son can use the money of the father in that case as well. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.